Good evening. A couple weeks ago, we were up in St. Louis, and while we were up there, we talked to Tom Woody. If you know anything about him, you'll know that once you start talking to him, you'll eventually start talking to him about Scripture and what's going on in the church. He's given me some advice for my first talk, and he said it needs to be a topic on something that I can relate to. He said, "You're a runner. You've ran a marathon before." And I'm like, "Yeah, that was 4 years ago. I'm a little out of shape now." So what I'm going to be talking to you tonight is, what direction are you going, since I've been driving a little bit more than I've been running? Personally, I'm terrible with directions. I'm absolutely awful. When I first started driving, my parents told me to drive to a Southeast Polk softball game one time. I thought I knew where Southeast Polk was, but apparently I didn't. I live in Carlisle. I started driving up, drove right past the exit, went past Southeast Polk, past Altoona, into Ankeny, and I was still going north on I-35. I still don't know where I ended up, but eventually I called them, and I'm like, "Hey, I'm lost. Can you get me back?" And they got me back. I missed the softball game, but hey, they got me back on the right path. One of my favorite characters in the Bible was Paul. He also was lost. And if you would turn with me to Acts 9. Acts 9, verses 17 through 22. Acts 9, 17 through 22. "Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, 'Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the roads on the road you were coming here, has sent me so that you may see me again and be filled with the Holy Spirit.' Immediately something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He got up, and he was baptized. After taking some food, he regained his strength. Saul spent several days with the disciples in Damascus. At once he began to preach in the synagogues that Jesus is the Son of God. All those who heard him were astonished and asked, 'Isn't he the man who raised havoc in Jerusalem among those who call on his name? And hasn't he come here to take them as prisoners to the chief priest?' Yet Saul grew more and more powerful and baffled the Jews living in Damascus by proving that Jesus is the Christ." I like Paul because I can relate to him. There's been things in my life that I am not proud of, and he said, "I was the worst of the worst. I killed Christians. While I did not murder anybody, I was not the best person." But just because you decide to follow Christ, it doesn't mean that you're gonna stop making mistakes. In fact, I would almost say that it's a little more difficult, because you realize what God expects of you. Every time I sin, my mind jumps back to when I was back here in the baptismal, and it feels bad. There are these bumps on this path. We hit a pretty big bump on the way to St. Louis. If you haven't heard, my mom hit a deer. I yelled, "Oh, deer," and my dad said it had that deer in the headlights look. There's going to be these temptations that'll jump out at you. In 1 Corinthians 10, verses 13, it says, "No temptation has overcome you except that which is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so you can endure it." The story that pops in my mind when reading this passage is the example of Joseph and Potiphar's wife. He literally ran away from her. When you're driving, you don't have to stay on the same path. You can take a detour. If you see construction along the way, if you see these bumps, these temptations, take a different route. If I'm going the wrong way, please don't be blind to sin. Tell me that I'm doing something wrong. If I came up here with my zipper down, I would hope you would tell me. Because while it might be a little more embarrassing to stand up here in front of you with the zipper down, okay, I better check. Okay, we're good. We're good. Yeah. It might feel uncomfortable to talk to someone about sin, but in the long run, it's going to help them. People say, "Judge not, lest ye be judged." But if the scripture tells you that this isn't what you should do, then you should tell the person, "Hey, look here. I'm not trying to judge you. I'm simply telling you what God has said." Rodney and Elena did a great thing. They adopted a child yesterday. They're helping a soul. One passage that I'm sure was on my parents' mind was Proverbs 22:6. It says to train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it. I'm 21 years old. It took me 20 years to accept Christ. I lived at home this last summer, and if you've ever been out to our house, you might notice that there's a dead end sign. Every time I would drive by that, it would make me think, what is there after this life? I would ride with my friends and they'd be like, "Hey, look, there's a dead end sign." And I'd joke, that's kind of morbid, but deep down, we're living for after this life. Matthew 7:13-14 says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow the road that leads to life, and only a few find it." I was lost. I was on this broad road. Where I was going was not the location I wanted to be. But with guidance through the members of this congregation and through my parents, and through God's word especially, I was able to get back on the right path. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all the ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight." How do you trust in the Lord? You follow his commandments. In the Bible, it says to be baptized. It says to confess your sins to one another. There is only one path to God, and that is through a GPS. God's perfect scripture. If you have not accepted him tonight, if you have not accepted him in your life, or if you have realized I'm down the wrong path, please come forward as we stand and sing.